That's right. Big thanks to Black on Black on Black. They'll return next Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. right here, deep in the heart of the Mission District. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is John Hell. Time for Hell's Kitchen Radio every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, here at RadioValencia.fm. Thanks so much for tuning in. I got a real big tribute show tonight. I hate doing these ones. You know, I've done a lot of tribute shows over the years. I mean, like, just, I can't even count them all, especially 10 years ago. I mean, Bowie, it's been 10 years. Seriously? Oh, my God. But some of the hardest tribute shows for me to host, I wouldn't say hardest, the most challenging, most emotionally draining, have to do with the Grateful Dead. Now, they are my go-to band. I don't play them as much on this show, though. If you tune in regularly, you know, like, I don't really play much, but they're the band I go to almost, you know, 9 times out of 10, it would seem, and I'm not on the air. And so when one of them passes, it just there's never enough time. It just isn't. And Bobby Weir passed away a week ago at the age of 78. He had, unbeknownst to the public at large, successfully battled a cancer scare, but then he had lung issues, and that's what did him in. What a story. I'm going to spare you all the talk, though. I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking. Maybe I'll share a story or two with you tonight. But tonight really is about the music, and I have more music that I'm going to be able to play in 2 hours. I'm playing Bobby-focused songs and almost exclusively Bobby songs, mostly penned by John Barlow, a few in here by Robert Hunter, it's just a must. It's got to be a Bobby night, and I figured let's break this up into a few sets. In 1970 and in 1980, they did acoustic sets at the opening of a number of shows, and those sets are really quite beautiful, truly pristine, incredible, an opportunity for them to dig a little bit deeper into their bluegrass past and Bobby's country past, for them to bring that out to the public. So I thought I'm going to open up with a big set of that for you. Is that okay? Do you think we could do that? I think we're going to have to do that. Just in celebration of the great Bob Weir. You can go to the Radio Valencia website and the Chatterbox on the app, and you can hit me up. You have any requests, any Bobby stuff that you really love, you have to hear. I'm going to try to hit all eras. Maybe not the last few years. Anyway, celebrate Bob Weir on Radio Valencia.
You know, I know George played a tape of a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates up in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again, because, you know, I've heard about it, I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth and the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here, because you're going to hear it right now.
Bob Weir on the Green, Green Grass Home.
The old town looks the same as I step down from the train.
Join in, brothers.
There to meet me is my mama. Down the street I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the frame is cracked and dry. There's the old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the street I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to me, arms outstretched, smiling sweetly. And again, I touch the green, green grass of home. That's where I learned patience back on the old green farm. I awake and look around me. The four gray walls surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. There's a garden, there's a sad old padre, and arm in arm, we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. The old oak tree, when they lay me in the green, green grass of home.
The sun don't ever shine, than to be home alone, knowing that you're gone, that calls me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, take me far on down the track. Where the sun don't ever shine, than to be in some big city, in a small room with a girl home. So blow your whistle, freight train, make me far on down the trail.
wake up. The movie wasn't so hot. It didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep. Our goose is good. Our reputation is shot. Wake up a little Susie. Wake up a little Susie. Well, Lil, what are you gonna tell your mom? What are you gonna tell your pop? What are you gonna tell your friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up a little Susie. Wake up a little Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in bad temp. Well, now Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up a little Susie. Wake up a little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We both fell sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and we. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, now what are you gonna tell your mom? What are you gonna tell your papa? What are you gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up a little Susie. Wake up a little Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in bad chill. Well, now Susie, baby, looks like we're good again. Wake up a little Susie. Wake up a little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
Thank you.
Once upon a time there was an engineer who drove a locomotive both far and near, accompanied by a monkey who was sat on a stoop, watching everything the engineer would move. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat. He left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun and did 90 miles an hour down the main line run. Big locomotive, right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind. The engineer called up the dispatcher on the phone to tell him all about his locomotive was gone. To get on the wire, switch operator to right, cause the monkey's got the main line sewed up tight. Switch operator got the message in time, so there's a northbound limit on the same main line. Open up the switch, I'm gonna let him through the hole, cause the monkey's got the locomotive under control. Big locomotive, right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind.
Silver string, I can tell by
in an icy heart. I catch cold, throws a coffin car. There he goes, now here she starts to hear her cry. Flight of the seabirds, scattered like lost words. Wheel to the storm and fly.
Stuff right there, eh? Yes, of course. It's amazing because it's the good old Grateful Dead, recorded live at the Warfield Theater October 14th, 1980. That was during their run there in October. They did the first part of October, end of September, first part of October at the Warfield, and then they did the second part of October at the Radio City Music Hall. If you know the albums Reckoning and Dead Set, those were recorded during those runs of shows. John Hell is here. That's me. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific at Radio Valencia. And I'm doing my tribute to Bob Weir. And that was the first set. That was kind of the acoustic set there. Started off the show with Green Grass of Home, recorded May 31st, 1969. Moved into Dark Hollow from September 20th, 1970, featuring Dave Grissom. there on the mandolin from the Fillmore. Another show at the Fillmore from June 4th, 1970, with Wake Up Little Susie featuring David Nelson and John Marmaduke Dawson on those tracks, or on that track. Monkey and the Engineer, great track there, man. Love that stuff. Big fan of that song. They did that in 1970 and again in this show here, October 11th, 1980. Ended the set there with Cassidy, October 14th, 1980. Big tribute here to Bob Weir. Bob Ace Weir, who died last week, the age of 78 years old, and I'm a dead freak. As a matter of fact, I'm so much of a dead freak, this is how much of a freak. I don't think I ever say this part out loud. I am actually listening to all of 1980 right now, sequentially. And I'm right now, I'm up to October 9th. 1980. That's what I do. I will just pick a year and I'll go for it. I'll listen to the entire year. It'll take me months to do it. I do it on my commute because I read books and I'll just have the band playing in my ears. It's so much fun. Okay, we're done with the acoustic. It's time to get to the electric, and it's now first set time. So if you're a dead freak like me and you know the first set, you know, if Bobby's going to open the set, then because they always alternate to Bobby Jerry. So if it's Bobby Knight, could be any number of tracks that they're going to do. But we're going to take a track here from January 22nd, 1978. And, of course, why not? Why wouldn't we start off with a song that he wrote with, you know, John Barry Barlow. And initially he sang all of it, every bit of it. And then during the Europe 72, when they were mastering the record, they went and did some overdubs. And Jerry took a verse of this particular song. If you listen real closely with headphones, you could kind of still hear Bobby singing that verse, that second verse of this particular song. But yeah, it was initially all Bobby. Jerry took over eventually. We're talking about Jack Straw right here, right now. Radio Valencia. Enjoy.
Listen, then it burns my eyes to see. Good deal of many clovers, might as well be me. We'll be right back.
changing strings up here. Changing strings and things. Oh, right. Being as this is Florida and all, I'll tell you the joke about the dog. Anyway, there was this dog, and he had a master. Anyway, the dog was, well, anyway, there was this guy, and he had a dog. Right. Anyway, the dog was, he was short and squat, fat, ugly, and yeller. And so, I don't remember what his name was. You mean the guy or the dog? Well, anyway, they had this dog that was short and squat and fat, ugly and yeller. And he walked into a bar with this dog on his side, you know, on a leash. And down, sitting down in the bar was a guy with a big, black, slick, mean-looking dog. And
looked like a police dog.
Yeah, looked like a police dog. Only meaner. Anyway. Wait a minute. Anyway, so I hope everybody can hear that. Where was I? Oh yeah.
He got a lot of whole good bad ones for you.
Right. Anyway, so the guy down the bar says, "Hey, that sure is an ugly looking squat, fat, yellow-looking dog you got there." And he says, "Well, he may be ugly, but he sure can fight." And so they said, the guy sitting down the bar says, "Oh yeah? Well, you want to take him out back with my dog, and we'll let him have it out. I'll put a fiver on mine that he just tears your dog to shreds." And he says, "Okay, sure." So they take him out back, and they're fighting away and having at it. And the little short, squat, fat, yellow-looking dog, ugly too, just completely whips this big, slick, black, mean-looking dog.
Whips the who out of him?
Yeah. Anyway, so, oh yeah, the guy says, "Hey, seeing as
what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I remember getting
it. You're up here telling a joke. Come on, let the guy finish.
Well, anyway, so he says, "What kind of dog is that?" And he said,
"Wait a minute, you didn't finish the other part."
Oh, yeah, well, anyway, the little short, fat, squat, yellow, ugly-looking dog beats, kicked the shit out of this big, slick, black, mean-looking dog.
What did he say? Did he swear?
And, so... And so the guy says, "Hey, well, I guess you won. And you're right, your dog sure can fight. I never seen a dog like that before. By the way, what kind of dog is it?" And he said, "Well, he used to be an alligator before I cut his tail off and painted him yeller."
My friend, do anything you choose. Now I'm glad. Yes, it is cheap for Timbuktu. Cause it was cheap for Texas. Yes, it is cheap for Timbuktu. Yes, it is cheap for New York City. Well, little girls know what to do. Just what to do. I was born in a desert. I was raised in a lion's den. Well, my number one occupation, stealing women's from their other men. Then I'll do it again. Then I'm my number one occupation, stealing women from their other men.
It's like they don't want to stop. Gosh, that was just, that was, no, you're not. You're not taking it. You're very short break. It's me right here, John Hell, Radio Valencia, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, paying tribute to the late, great Bobby Ace Weir. Passed away a week ago at the age of 78. I went to the big tribute in Golden Gate Park on a Saturday. That was, wow, not a dry eye in the house. So I do want to ask Nancy Pelosi to name three songs. God bless. It'd be really nice if she did. Oh, my God. But when John Mayer sang Ripple, I couldn't hold it in. It was like too much. He could hardly hold it in, too. Doing a big old tribute to Bobby. And what did we hear in that nice long set? I'm not telling, by the way, you may have noticed I'm saying the dates, but I'm not saying where. And usually what I would do is I'd say, like, where and then what the source was. But I want to play more music than talk. Is that okay with you? New Minglewood Blues, March 19th, 1981, with that stellar, crazy-ass, weird solo by Brent Midlin on the keys. I miss Brent. He was incredible. Mexicali Blues at one of the greatest, considered by deadheads all around the world, one of the top five all-time Grateful Dead, greatest Grateful Dead concerts, August 27th, 1972, up in Vinita, Oregon. That was Mexicali Blues. That show is incredible. Just every single song, August 27th, 1972. Before that, the Yellow Dog Story. I took that from the big powwow down in Florida, May 24th, 1969. He told that a number of times back then. Beat It On Down the Line, featuring Duane Allman and Jerry Garcia dueling guitar solos, April 26, 1971, from the week-long closing of the Fillmore East, the second to the last, that was the 29th, during that run, April 26, 1971. Started off with some Jack Straw, January 22nd, 1978. Going until 10 o'clock tonight when DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet will be in for Beyond All Limits. And I could go all night. This is easy. I was looking back at my Phil Lesh tribute that I did, sadly, less than a year and a half ago. He died in October of 2024. And on that show, I only played, what was it, 1, 2, 3, I only played 11 tracks. Because it's Phil. You know, Phil, you want to hear Phil play. You want to hear what he could do, dropping the bombs and all that. This is different. It's Bobby. It's more singer-directed with some good jams. It's more of the rock thing. This is what we have going on tonight. The next track, I'm going to play, but I have a big announcement coming up during the next break. A huge announcement for Radio Valencia. It's one of the biggest things we've ever done. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait. So next break, I'm going to tell you about this awesome thing that we're doing here, and actually over in North Beach at the end of February. Stay tuned next break. Okay, next track I'm going to play, Greatest Story Ever Told. Again, it's a Weir Barlow composition, but what's really special about this particular one, and I love the Fall 72 tour, which is all that after the Europe 70, you know, the Spring 72 when they were in Europe, that Fall 72 is some of the greatest music this band ever created. Take you serious risks. Listen to Jerry's solo at the second half of Greatest Story Ever Told. It's only about a 5-minute song. But listen to what he's picking away at and to see if it reminds you. See if you can figure out what it is he's playing. I'm not giving it away, but I got to tell you, this one is my all-time favorite version of an already rocking tune. Greatest Story Ever Told, right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
Silver, his medal is the dough when the walls caved in. Well, I'm a quake with the
Thank you.